Advancements in DNA technology are helping find violent offenders throughout Idaho. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports on a case solved with DNA after 7 years. Please do be aware the story includes mentions of rape and violence.
In 2003, a 19-year-old college student was kidnapped at a Walmart in Idaho. We're only using her first name, Naomi, to protect her identity. Her boyfriend at the time was stationed at the Air Force Base in Mountain Home. He was sick, so she went to the store to get some medicine.
She went to the local Walmart late at night to pick up cold medication for him, and she ended up becoming a kidnapping rape victim by a set of circumstances she had no control.
That's Vicky Gooch. She's been an Idaho State Police detective for 33 years. Gooch says the people who did this had already planned it. A truck driver and his son decided they would take a woman in Idaho. After grabbing her in the Walmart parking lot that June, they raped her for 5 consecutive hours while threatening to kill her. They dropped her 13 miles before the Oregon state line on the Idaho side.
I got the case because it happened on the interstate and I worked for the state police.
Naomi didn't know her offenders. Her hands were duct taped. Even though she was blindfolded, she used the small gap under the bridge of her nose to gather information about the environment and her attackers.
She gave me the time. It was 2 hours ahead, so it told me these people are from the East Coast. Many things she gathered.
The information she had wasn't enough to find the suspects, and the case went cold. 7 years later, science helped solve the case. Gooch got a call from a DNA scientist at the Idaho State Police Forensics Laboratory in Meridian.
Hey, we want you to know we have a hit on one of your John Does on your Naomi case.
One of the offenders, the truck driver's son, Douglas Steinemore, was flagged in Florida on drug charges.
When I went down to Florida, the 19-year-old that had kidnapped her was now 27. He said, the furthest I've ever been is Iowa. And I said, well, your seminal fluid made it to my victim in Idaho.
Steinemore asked Gooch what the punishment for rape is in Idaho.
So I'm like, you want to play this game? We'll play this game. You're going to be put to death for what you did to Naomi.
In 2003, rape was not a capital offense in Idaho. Kidnapping was.
I left the jail because he wasn't going to cooperate. And 20 minutes later, I mean, that death penalty probably sunk deep and hard because he's 27 and at that point had a kid. He said, I'm going to tell you what happened. And he gave up his father.
Steinemore gave the name of the trucking company his father Hans Holsuppel worked for. Gooch called her criminal analyst at the state crime lab to find him.
And she goes, Hans Holsuppel is locked down currently for a logbook violation in Bramford, Connecticut, at a port of entry, and you have 4 hours before that violation lifts, or you're going to lose them.
She called the Connecticut State Police and sent over a warrant. Just before 6 a.m., right before his hold expired, police went to Holsuppel's cabin and knocked on the door with guns drawn.
When he opened the door, he said, this is about what happened in Idaho 7 years ago, isn't it? So he knew.
Using DNA from Steinemore and CODIS, a DNA database that law enforcement uses, Gooch was able to confirm that Steinemore was John Doe number one in Naomi's case. Steinemore got 25 years and Holsuppel got 30 years at the Idaho Department of Corrections. The Bureau of Justice Assistant Grant will give the Idaho State Police funds over 3 years that are being used to help solve cold cases like Naomi's. These days, Naomi lives in Texas with her husband. The same boyfriend she went to get cold medicine for married her, and they have a family. Reporting in North Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.